Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight we're continuing in Siman Shin Lamed Ches. We took a little break from Shin Lamed Ches to finish Shin Lamed Zayin, but tonight we are back to Shin Lamed Ches. Seif and Beis and Gimel, this is page Kuf Pei Dalid Amud Beis over here. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, and we're talking about things that relate to Hashma'as Kol on Shabbos, to making noise. So Yesh Metirim Lomar Leinu Yehudi Lenagin B'Klishir B'Chupos. There are those that allow asking an Einu Yehudi to play music at weddings. Says the Ramav, "Afilu lomar lein yudi l'sakin eklei shir shari mishum kavod chasam v'kala." Not only to play music at weddings on Shabbos, but even to ask the yudi to fix the musical instruments for the kavod of the chasam v'kala. Avablav hachi yaser. But if we're not for a wedding, it would be yaser. Umiu bezman hazeh nagu lahakel mitam sheis barvisim shaycharze leinyan tipuach v'rikud. Nowadays, we're knowing to be makel for the reason that we're going to explain in the next siman when it comes to dancing and clapping. We'll have to see what that means. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lomar. So we said that there are those that are matir to tell a non-Jew to play music on Shabbos for a wedding. The Yisrael playing music on Shabbos is only in a Sidrabanan. It's a gzera that you might come to fix a musical instrument. Asking an Eniud to do anything is only in a Sidrabanan. So you're asking an Eniud to do that which is only in the Sidrabanan, that's what we call a shvus the shvus. Ubmakom mitzvahi, deinsum chaschasan rekala, elubakleshir. And that's considered a makom mitzvah because weddings have to have music, and therefore vishari, it's mutaruk, and albusum shin zayin sivayayin sham. Vyesh makom shnogal hachmir bezoam loshi yichinum lazameir of Shabbos, viloyomalobishabbos klum, oshbameyatzmolin again. There are those, though, that are machmir to not give him those instructions on Shabbos, to at least provide the instructions before Shabbos, so that when he shows up on Shabbos, you don't have to tell him anything, he'll just come and play, or to just allow him to play if he decides to show up and play, but not to ask him to do so on Shabbos. Meaning the first day of holds, you're even allowed to ask him on Shabbos. Lomar leinu d'lisakin, and then we said even to ask him to fix klei shir is mutter for the kavod chasan and kala. Svir le d'simchas chasan and kala adiv yosem mishar stam dvar mitzvah. And this opinion holds that simchas chasan and kala is a bigger mitzvah than most other mitzvos. Normally, you're only allowed to do a shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah. If you're asking him to fix musical instruments, you're asking him to do makom bepatish mida oraisa. So why is only Amir Lenachri on a Doraisa? Why is that mutter in this case? I thought only Shvus to Shvus is mutter makom mitzvah. So that's what the Mishmur explains, because this is a bigger mitzvah. So even though you're only asking, it's only one Shvus, and you're asking him to do a Doraisa, but Simchas Chasam Kal is a bigger mitzvah. Ubir Agra Kasav Dedezu Savra Kedasa Matir and Lelbreisha and Vavsev Beis Bekom Lach a Doraisa Ladei and Yudil Tzorch Mitzvah Vim Ken Lidon Tzorch Lach Kedasa Poskim Shosun Gam Bazel Aser. However, the Bir Agra says that this opinion that's being quoted in the Ramah follows the shita we had back in Siman Reish Ayin Vav, that you're allowed to do shvus b'makom mitzvah. You don't need shvus to shvus. We happen to not paskin that way, which would then mean we don't paskin like this Ramah. So two ways of understanding this Ramah. Either it goes along with our general rule that only shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah is mutter, but this is an exception because it's such an enormous mitzvah, or this goes against our general rule and we don't paskin like this Ramah. Aval b'lav hachi, we said, but otherwise it's going to be us. Any other simcha shel mitzvah, gom b'sudas mila, b'simchas Torah, asar afi lomar leinu yudi l'nagin. You're not allowed to even ask an einu yudi to play music. Im lo shabad me'atzmano shulchinos ha'meir of Shabbos, unless they come on their own, or that you set it up from before Shabbos. Vayim b'shut ma'arich elgal simen tesha osel l'nagin b'minim v'ugav b'shas ha'tfila al yidei einu yudi. That he asers having music during davening. Vayim b'shut chzal says even during the week you're not allowed to have musical instruments playing during davening. Right? Chassam Sofer would not have been a huge fan of the musical halals that people have on Rosh Chodesh and whatnot. So he holds that even during the week. You have to realize that Chassam Sofer was many of his shuvas were fighting against the reformers, and the reform movement brought brought the organ into the synagogue, and that became a major part of the synagogue service. And of course, they also were observing halacha, so they only had an Eini Yehudi playing it. But that was some chadash asim in Torah, and therefore they even during the week he prohibited it. So nagu lahakel, the Rama writes, nowadays we're knowing lahakel. Knowing lahakel, do what? Ratzalomar hamiru lenagin b'shar simcha shel mitzvah. We're knowing to be makel that you can ask him to play music even for other simcha shel mitzvah, not only for a wedding. But the Levush holds that no, only for a simcha chasam kala, no other simcha. Linyan tipuach v'rikud. So we'll see that something in the next simin about clapping and dancing. Pirish kivud the medina yeshom David on the mishnah nagim b'zmanin b'klishir. Since there are those that say that really we should have allowed playing musical instruments nowadays, deinan b'kinin b'asiyasin, because we don't know how to make musical instruments v'lekel and b'gzer shem yisakin, and we're not such experts in fixing them, and therefore there's not a reasonable gezeira anymore that you might come to fix them. So we're not going to go that far. We're not going to say you're allowed to play music on Shabbos, but since really it should have been mutter, so at least we're going to allow asking a nachri to do so. However, says you certainly cannot ask an Eini Yehudi to fix the musical instruments, and then he goes so far as to say even if it's for the covenant of a chasen and kala, because that's asking him to do a melacha d'oraisa. Seif gimel zug amekashkeish l'shaos asoy al yidei mishkolos mutal orchul achinu mibod yom kitei sheilich v'yikashkeish kala Shabbos. If you have a bell that rings works through a weighted system and it's set to ring on the hour or whatever, you're allowed to set it up from before Shabbos, even though it's going to make its noise and it's grandfather clock or whatever that's going to ding on the hour. Says the Mishra Berurah Seif Katan Yud Gimel zug amekashkeish l'shaos v'tzalomer mora Shows according to Zeiger, Shaos Vilashmiya Kolo, Dia Shaos, Grandfather Clock, Mutala Orcho, Hainu Lochashin Kshish Mukol Yashdu Sharicha Bishabis, Kol Yodin Starkola Richa Matmol. You don't have to be choshesh that someone's going to hear it and say, oh, this guy's playing music on Shabbos. Everyone knows the way these things are set up, that they're set up from before. Ulachino Mibodyom, Aval Bishabis Lomi Bay de Mama Dosalachino Sheyelech. On Shabbos itself, not only if it's set to go, are you not, if it's not moving, is it usher to set it up to go? V'afilu rak b'nanua chut ha-barzel sh'misnanea v'yesh b'zeh isur Torah l'kam poskim davi b'chal tikun mana, even just to wind it or whatever, that's because that's tikun mana min ha-Torah. Ela afilu ba'odo holeich usher gam ken l'mshol ha-mishkolos. You can't even continue to wind it if it's already going. You're not supposed to do that. Oh, b'tashin ur chut ha-moshech ha-kalkalm, whatever it is, whatever the ways to keep it going are for longer, to extend its life, so that it should not stop, unless it's for the sake of a chola who requires it. However, if you're not going to have an easy time finding a non-Jew to do it, so then you're allowed to set it up while it is already in motion. And you could ask an Eini Yehudi to do it even if it's currently stopped for the sake of a chola. If you happen to have the type of watch or the type of clock that when it stops you just shake a little bit and then all of a sudden it starts to move again, then you need to be careful not to shake it even a little bit, not to move it even a little bit. So that's this is an issue. This comes up when it comes to watches that you need to wind. So if the watch is currently working, so there are a lot of these self-winding watches where your movement keeps it going. So I think most of the poskim say that if the watch is currently going already and you're not doing anything, you're not pulling anything, you're just living your life and walking around with it, that's not a problem. But if it's off and then you're going to put it on, and because you're moving, you're walking around, then you're getting it going, then that would be a problem. So to review what we learned tonight, we said in Sif Beis that there are those that allow asking an Einu Yehudi to play music for a Chasan and Kala, which makes sense because it's a Shvus to Shvus Makam Mitzvah. Then there are those that even allow asking an Einu Yehudi to fix a musical instrument for the sake of a Chasan and Kala. And there are two explanations of that. Either because it's such a big mitzvah, so we allow even a single Shvus, or this is assuming like the opinion that a single Shvus B'Makam Mitzvah is mutter. And then in Siv Gimel we said that if you have a grandfather clock that chimes on the hour and it's set up from before Shabbos, you don't have to worry that anyone's going to think that you set it up on Shabbos, because everyone knows that these things are already set up from before Shabbos. But if you have a clock that is not moving right now, and then you're certainly not allowed to get it moving by adjusting it, by winding it, or anything of that nature. And the Dir Shoviri points out that Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says that when it comes to setting an alarm before Shabbos, where your alarm clock is going to go off on Shabbos to wake you up, he says that you have to worry about Av Shemilsa being an issue. That's something that makes a lot of noise. And he says the gedder of that is whether it could be heard from the next room. If it could only be heard in the room in your bedroom, then it's okay. But if it could be heard, if it's loud enough that it could be heard from the next room, then it's going to be problematic. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, same time, same place, Ethan Dalet Hei Vav Zayin and Ches. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening.